KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Former EFF Chair Advocate Dalia Mpofu has confirmed the Mkhontwe Sizwe Party is its new political home.
The party at the moment that has the biggest potential to unite black people and other progressive forces to take us quicker to the destination of total liberation.
News of his decision to ditch the Red Berets broke this morning.
I'm not doing this for reaction. It's my own conscience that I have to follow.
Mpofu serves the MKP as its legal counsel, has represented former President Jacob Zuma in some of his court battles. In an interview with Newswatch, Mpofu says his decision was motivated by his personal belief in the MK party's potential to achieve unity. He says while the EFF helped weaken the ANC in the elections, a new reality is setting in.
I think that while the EFF was instrumental in getting us here, this current reality we're facing now would be best confronted with a party like MK that is very interested in uniting the oppressed.
Mpofu joins a growing list of EFF members who've left the party for the MKP, including high-ranking figures like co-founder Floyd Shivambu. And you'll find this story along with our full interview with Mpofu up on our news and traffic page. You can get there via ecr.co.za. A local NPO says it's still locked in discussions with the KZN Premier's office about the insourcing of cleaners and security guards at several departments. Ipomba Labasebenzi says while Premier Tami Ntuli supports their proposal, they're still waiting for feedback from other departments. The group held a protest last month calling for the removal of the tendering process and for employees to be fully absorbed into full-time positions. NPO's Cyril Kwensa says Ntuli has asked the departments of health and education as well as Transnet for their views.
The Premier, he said, no, you don't have a problem to insource all of these security guard and cleaners, kitchen staff, all those, because you don't understand why these jobs have been outsourced from the beginning.
And an election analyst says that with Donald Trump securing a return to the White House, South Africa's relations with the U.S. are now back in focus. Trump won a sweeping victory in the presidential election this week, defeating Vice President Kamala Harris. Analyst Wayne Sussman says both countries view their relationship as mutually beneficial. However, relations between the ANC and U.S. have been strained in recent years. He says South Africa itself is in a novel political environment after the ANC failed to secure parliamentary majority in the May polls, ushering in the government of national unity.
I think the government of national unity will see it as a priority to maintain these relationships, to get the benefit out of something like the American Growth and Opportunities Act. And I'm pretty sure that they'll want to see a continuation of AGOA. They'll hope that Donald Trump also brings back something like Prosper Africa, which was his program for Africa in his first term.
A recap of our lead story, former EFF Chair Advocate Dalia Mpofu has confirmed the Mkhontwe Sizwe Party as his new political home. You've been with the East Coast Radio News Watch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.